the wonderful band Talking Furniture, who I'm actually here joined with today. Say hello.
Hello.
Kia ora.
Hello.
So that's Dylan and Benji, Benjamin. Yep. Oh, wait. But yeah, what instruments do you play for the...
Well, I'm on rhythm guitar. Sometimes I do lead if Benji's singing, but yeah. I mean, I suppose at the moment I'm the lead singer, but Benji's going to be doing some more vocals.
Yeah.
I don't know what I do anymore.
Whatever.
I can't just do whatever I need.
Yeah. So you do it all.
Mainly synth. Piano.
I'm going into synth piano, yeah.
Guitar at the moment, but...
I hate guitar. It's the worst instrument.
It's a lot of fun, but it's also... I guess everyone can play the guitar, but it's... Yeah.
My fingers hurt.
So, yeah, you've come up through the AMPT program, which is kind of they run gigs, workshops, trainings, anything with any sort of professionals kind of help guide you along. How's that kind of been? How have you got involved with that?
Oh, AMPT is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I mean, we didn't do it last year, and, well, there was a bit of a kerfuffle, and then we didn't do it, and we're like, oh, we're busy with a bunch of gigs at the moment anyways, it'll be fine. And then we looked at AMPT, and we were really sad that we didn't do it, and so we're back this year, and it's really awesome. Yeah, it's a great experience. It's been, all the workshops have been fun, engaging, and yeah, genuinely interesting, and I'm excited for the gigs as well, so it's just it's been great so far.
Yeah, and it's like Craig and Natasha who are like, if you don't know them
legends.
Or have heard of them, they're like massive
cloud boy,
just like awesome people.
Die's manager.
Yeah. So yeah, like, so it's pretty cool to be in a place with like actual like music industry professionals.
Yeah.
You do meet some like really cool people. Yeah. And yeah,
Fee as well.
Fee, of course, of course. One of Radio 1's own. We love to have it.
Yeah.
But so what kind of genre have you fallen into? Is it, it's a bit of alt rock, but you're experimenting elsewhere?
Yeah. Well, we kind of just started out in year 10 when me and Benji listened to a lot of Radiohead.
Yeah.
And then
I wasn't supposed to be in the band to start with.
Oh yeah. Actually, funny story. We were in this other random band just because like we wanted to do some talent show or something, and not to expose our bassist, but
I wasn't cool enough.
I think I was known as the Beatles guy.
Oh, yeah.
And the Beatles weren't cool enough.
Yeah. No, but I vouched my good friend Benji. Now it's all together. But yeah, for genre, back then we kind of started just like, we were actually a bit indie, really. Mm. Kind of surf rocky, a lot inspired.
We weren't good.
But that's as all bands start, I feel like.
And then we got into like Tidal Fight and Caleb from Vagina Dry, the drummer. I remember he put me onto Tidal Fight, Follow Green, and I just like listened to that album so much during the winter. And then, yeah, that kind of just changed our sound a bit from alt rock to more post hardcore influence. And now we're fully like changing to more synth stuff, and we're adding a bunch of piano and things. And yeah.
Just trying to kind of just do what we want.
Yeah.
Just having fun with it.
Yeah.
And so the song we just listened to before, where did you record that? How did that all get done?
Oh, we placed second at RockQuest, and then through that we met Hugh, who's is it head of department at the uni for music?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah,
but we kind of met him, and then he offered we could record at the uni, and so
it took a while. And then,
it took a bit of like us wanting to get better as a band and like getting to a point where all the songs were like good enough for us to record, and then we went along and we recorded everything but lead guitar and vocals basically in one day, and yeah, it was really cool. Great experience working at the uni.
We recorded vocals and guitar at my house over like 12 hours of doing it without a break.
Yeah.
It gets intense.
You put a big blanket over the person singing.
Benji's wee childhood blanket.
Really?
Yeah, to the mic.
And Dylan got really nervous, so I had to...
Oh, yeah. Oh, the isolated tracks were not good, man. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's weird listening to it all. But yeah, it's really good good facilities down at the Te
Yeah, Kōrero. For sure. Like that massive room and like yeah. big like stuff around.
And, like if you've never been there, the lighting kind of changes.
Yeah.
And you can have like, oh, it was awesome.
And I remember when we got all like, well, when Benji got all the like files and everything, there were like 25 drum tracks and like 25 different like mics like we could pick out of, and so it was really
there
cool.
There were 4 cymbal mics. It was like my first time like producing anything with more than 10 tracks.
Yeah.
And so what school did you go to again? Or are you Adam?
Yeah.
We are currently year 12s at Bayfield High.
But Callum Smith, year 13, Logan, he's the drummer. And yeah, he's at Logan, but the rest of us are at Bayfield. Yeah.
What school did you go to?
I'm not a local. I'm not from Dunedin.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
How are you on student rate?
Yeah, call my Jaffa. My Jaffiness has come out. Auckland.
Auckland. Interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't go down too well in most conversations usually. You're welcome to leave the room.
Yeah. I went there with my dad, and actually a really heartwarming trip, and I actually like Auckland.
Oh, nice. It's a sunny place, got some good beaches.
Yeah.
Some of the best beaches. But
and the big city. Actual city. I went there and I was like, whoa, this is like Dunedin is not caught up yet with the rest of the world.
But I've loved Dunedin because it's got the kind of simplicity. It's got all you need.
Yeah, for sure.
You just, like, I'm in North Dunedin. I just go between George Street, the Northeast Valley, if I want to go shopping, and bam, I'm sussed.
Yeah. I live
near town would be crazy.
Yeah, it would be cool. Like, well, we live all the way out in the peninsula.
But
I live in Portobello, and honestly, I used to hate it when I was younger because I didn't really have friends. But then I met...
I had friends.
I've known you since we were like 4 months old.
No, but like in Portobello, I met my friend Dom and my friend Ollie and my friend Josh. And, you know, we've been the Celia and we've been the Portobello gang. And it's been, living in Dunedin, I think it's kind of nice all over because you have the town stuff. Mm. And there's, you know, some stuff to do in Dunedin, but... Yeah, I love living in Portobello. It's this nice kind of beachside place and garden in the bush. Yeah.
And from my understanding, Ivy, the up and coming, they're solid in Dunedin, but they're just yet for the rest of the world to find them.
Yeah.
But they went to your school too, right?
Yep, they did.
Did you kind of watch them get to start up together?
Jesse kept coming into the music class,
I remember that. I remember when I was year 9 and Stranger came out.
Me
and my friends were so annoying. We just like chased them around with our phones, like, it's so fire, bro, it's so gas. And then I think they hated us a little bit, but yeah, it's fine now.
I have a recording on my phone of my original band where I played rock piano, and Jesse came in and did like opera vocals for about 10 minutes.
Beautiful. Yeah. Jesse's real nice. Ocean, all them. Yeah.
Well, it seems like they don't like Stranger anymore. They've kind of shunned that song.
The creep.
It's almost a stranger to him.
Definitely. Well, you've got your Amped gig coming up. That's Saturday, the 23rd this month.
Come along.
Yeah, come along.
Pearly's playing.
Got some big names. As well,
legendary.
As, of course, Talking Furniture. I see some other funny names in the lineup. Spider Dick.
Spider Dick.
Do you interact with there's also Smosh, Seek Help. Smosh.
Seek Help.
We're big Seek Help heads.
The goats.
Seek Help.
Planet EP release. It's going to be sick.
True.
Yep.
Where's the EP release?
Well,
that happening?
Well, it is to be
announced. To be confirmed.
But
Pioneer.
Great place to do it. We love Port Chalmers. We love it. So hopefully people can come up, see what the future of Otipoti's music scene is going to look like.
And it's not just the one on Saturday as well. There's quite a few coming up. And if you just like check the Instagram, there's like one on a Sunday. I'm pretty sure there's like another one on the next weekend as well.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And they all got some great bands. All of them have some...
You know Juno. Cecil Turbine.
Defra Cone.
Defra Cone.
Sog.
And Aerith. Is Aerith? I don't even know.
Maybe. We've got them all.
We've got all the young bands, all playing.
But yeah, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks so much, Dylan and Benji. Yeah, appreciate your time. And check him out. Check it out. Talking Furniture.
Listen to the EP when it comes out.
Yeah, love it. Oh, and anyway, I will also be playing, we've got a 7-minute song from you. This is Etiquette.
Oh, Etiquette.
Could you tell us about this one just before we play it?
The song took me almost 300 hours.
Oh, 100 hours. Yeah. Proud of it. It's good. Yeah.
That's all I'll say. And yeah, you'll find out for yourself when you listen to it.
Yep.
Get keen. This is Etiquette.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.